Right now, it's time to talk a little Maine Black Bear hockey. Our Black Bear reports are brought to you by ClearPoint Capital, the official financial advisor of the Maine Black Bears. Give Mike Toole a call at 307-7718. We're happy to welcome back to the program the head coach of the Maine Black Bears, Red Gendron. Hello there, Coach.
Hi, how are you?
Well, I'm good. It's been far too long. How have you been?
Yeah, well, they got this COVID thing going on, and, you know, you've noticed?
I've heard a little about that, yes.
Yeah, imagine that. Well, it's nice to be back with you.
It's good to be talking hockey, certainly. Let's start with practice. How are things going?
Practice has been going real well. Kids are getting a little tired of that, you know, because we haven't been able to play a game. But I think we've had, under the circumstances, about as good a fall as we could possibly have. Practices have been spirited, and, you know, players, I believe, have improved their games. And we certainly have had nothing but time to do that. But still, the players have to be focused and intense and paying attention to detail in order to get the most out of it, which they have done.
Well, and of course, that carrot is the opportunity to finally play, still scheduled to take on New Hampshire next week. Any news that you can share with us?
No, right now, President Joe Schmini-Mundy has the athletic department on what's called a soft pause. And what that means is we can still practice in smaller groups, but we're not allowed to compete, and that will be reviewed. That soft pause will be in effect until Tuesday the 8th of next week, and hopefully we'll come off that soft pause and we'll be ready to go.
Is it difficult at all for everybody to stay motivated when you're waiting and you're not sure what the future holds?
Yeah, I think we did really well with that. Up until the point where we were scheduled to play UMass and then UConn, and after the UConn series was postponed, at that point, I think it became pretty difficult for everybody involved in the program. You know, because an awful lot of work has gone into it, and the players, as everybody has, you know, and make sacrifices and whatnot, and, you practice hockey not just for the love of practicing hockey. You know, it's primarily so you can test yourself in competition. So there were disappointments, but like everybody else here amid the COVID pandemic, you know, we have to learn to adapt. And our players have done a good job so far. We continue to do it. Controlling what we can control.
There you go. Well, the role of coaches role of teachers and any other job has changed during the pandemic. But I will say this for everybody in the athletic department at the University of Maine, the coaches, but ultimately the students themselves have clearly done a really terrific job of following protocols and doing the right thing to give themselves, hopefully, the opportunity to finally play.
Yeah, exactly, Rich. You know, we haven't had a positive case on our team, you know, through this. We've had some, some presumptive positives, but when it's double-checked with a more powerful test, you know, nobody's been positive with COVID. And the players have had to make a lot of sacrifices that way, just like all of us have. You know, we're nobody needs to feel sorry for us, you know what I'm saying? Everybody in the world and at the university and everybody here in Maine has been impacted by this virus, and that's just how it is. And basically, it's a life lesson. You know, you deal with things how they come, and you do the best you can in controlling the things that you can control, which primarily for us is our behavior.
We're talking with Maine hockey coach Red Gendron here on Downtown. Well, let's talk about the team. How do they look so far? What are you pleased with? And where is there room for improvement with your Bears?
Well, it's hard to say. You know, we've been writing a lot of papers and reading a lot of books and all that stuff. You know, we haven't had an exam yet. And, the exam comes in the form of a game.
But right.
We feel that, that we have a real strong team, and we're a little less experienced at forward this year, Last year we were a little inexperienced on defense. We'll have somebody other than Jeremy Swayman in the net, but all of our players are talented. So we really like the way things have been looking thus far, and it's just a question of measuring ourselves against an opponent.
You're pretty busy with everything that's going on. Have you had a chance to read any good history books of late?
I just finished reading the Brenner Assignment, which is a book about the OSS in northern Italy toward the end of World War II. So that was pretty interesting. It's not a famous book or anything like that, but it was sort of a fun read. And, you know, for your listeners that might not know, the OSS is a forerunner of the modern CIA. So it was an interesting read.
Excellent. Well, I always like to check in and see what's on Coach Gendron's bookshelf here. Well, Red, it's great to talk with you. As always, we wish you and the guys success going forward, and we'll keep fingers crossed that everything can get back one step closer to normal on the 8th and that you can be back on the ice next weekend against those Wildcats.
Well, thank you very much for that, and it was great to be on once again. Thanks, Rich.
Excellent. We'll catch you next week. Thank you, Red. Red Gendron, head coach of the Black Bears here on Downtown. Our Black Bear reports are brought to you by ClearPoint Capital, the official financial advisor of the Maine Black Bears. Give Mike Toole a call at 307-7718.